To begin our three-hour meditation, we will talk about I am God, God I am. In the second hour, we will say why we can say I am God. And the third hour, we'll say what does it mean to be God? So let's begin now with our first hour, and we'll say, I am God, God I am. Together, I am God, God I am. 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 Now there's no sense in saying I am God, God I am, unless we all say it, and we all say it with all the enthusiasm of our heart. If you would like to have a change in your life, you don't say, I am not God, to I am God. You say, I am God. You do not speak about what you don't want. You speak about what you do want. Your mind, your brain is open and receptive to whatever thoughts you put into it. Just like we said, if you sing a song, your brain, your body, your mind is going to react to that as though it were really so. You take a person and have them go to a concert, and they listen to the concert and they are thoroughly delighted. They think the musicians are absolutely exquisite. Then you take the person and you give them a disc, and you let them listen to the disc. They're not at the concert. But they close their eyes and they're at the concert. And their body is shivering to the delight of the music. Their body is remarking itself to what it feels is happening. They're not there. They are not there. Yet they are there. Now their body is responding to listening to that music. And with their eyes closed, it makes it even more impressive to their body, more impressive to them. And they get the impact more readily, more quickly, more dramatically, more dynamically than any other way in the world. We all know about hypnotism, and we know that hypnotism can be conducted on a person who is willing to do it very quickly. On an unwilling person, the hypnotism is done, but the person does not get all of the benefits because he has not chosen to give himself up to that program. But a willing person instantly has benefits. We're not hypnotizing ourselves. We are changing our thinking in our mind about what we are thinking about. So this morning, let's give our very best to it. Let's strongly and powerfully speak out and say the truth about ourselves. And as we do this, if we do not see results, it's only because you are not listening to your heart. You're listening to your mind. And you want to listen to your heart that says, I am God. God I am. I am God, God I am. Now let's speak it together powerfully, wonderfully, magnificently. Now, if you don't want to speak it, that's perfectly okay. It's your nickel. But if you do want to speak it, then the blessing that comes with it is there. I say to people so often, if you go to a doctor and he prescribes a pill and you take the pill and the healing is done, wonderful. If you don't take the pill and the healing is done in its longer time, but then it's done, or shorter time, then it's done. And why go to the doctor if you're not going to take the program he offers to you, the pill he offers to you, to benefit you and make you into a more fabulous, beautiful, wonderful person? It's all done according to what your mind will let you believe. Your mind will let you believe you're at the concert, or it'll say, no, I'm listening to it on a CD, and I can hear the scratches on the CD, I can hear the imperfection of the recording on the CD, I can hear all of these things. You build it into it, and you make yourself a living hell. You let go, and you let yourself play the game of having fun and being yourself. And you'll find that the time it takes for you to walk on water, to walk on fire, to levitate, teleport, to create yourself instantly into the perfect body you want, instantly into the perfect relationships you want, instantly into the awareness that you are God, is like the snap of your finger. So join me if you like. It's your choice. I create you all instantly, getting all that you can out of this program and doing it now. I am God, God I am. 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 I'm going to mention another thing here. In the school of the master, all of the students were saying, I am God, God I am, at a particular time in the morning, as we do. And they were becoming irritated with how other people were saying, I am God. They acted like they knew it all. They acted like they were superior. They acted like they were fantastic. They acted like they're... And the thing is, the person who listens to others is not listening to themselves. For yourself, there's not another person in this room, in the world, other than you, speaking your word for yourself right now, that you are God. Once again, I am God, God I am. 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 God, God I am. I am 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 God, God I am. I'm God, God, 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 I am. God, God, I am. I'm 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 God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm 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 God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm 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 God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm 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 God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm 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 God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm 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 God, 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 I am. I'm 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 God, God, I am. God, God, I am. I'm 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 God, God, I am. Now think about that. You're speaking the words that are putting into your consciousness the truth about yourself. You're not lying to yourself. Intellectually, you know that there is only one creative cause in the universe, and that is everywhere, and you are it, and it is you. And you want to be the little choo-choo train going over the mountain. He says, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And he moves himself right over because he stays with his conviction. It's not that it couldn't be. It's not that he had to say that to accomplish what he wanted. It's that that assured him he was working in the right path. We need to be assured in our mind that we're working in the right path. And when we allow ourselves to wander from that path, when we get tired of saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I am God, God I am, I am God, God I am, when these things bore us to tears, we know we're doing the right thing. Because what we're doing is we are revealing the awareness within us of all that we are. We're revealing the awareness within us of the divine being that we are. All the great people on the face of the earth are not great because they wish they were great. They're great because they try the ways that seem best to them. And at first they may try a few ways that are not beneficial to themselves, not making them happy in society, not making them happy in their personal lives. But as they, with sincerity, persist in affirming and revealing that they're good people, that they're fine people, that their cause is right, that they are just in whatever they're thinking. When they affirm this and affirm this and affirm this, it is their second nature. People want to be near people who have convictions that are positive, that are true, that are beneficial. People want to be with people who are good people. They want to be with people who are people who know where they're going, who know who they are, and who know what they want out of life. You know what you want out of life. And you're applying it somewhat diligently, but I am encouraging you to apply it even more diligently, even more perfectly. In the school of the master, they were told they were the only person present at the program. And they would sometimes allow other people to irritate them because they were working so sincerely and so hard, and they almost sounded like they were speaking that they were better than others. But that's only because the individuals were not listening to themselves. If they listened to themselves, and so many did, if they listened to themselves, and they realized that I am God, and as God, I can do all things, and as God, I do all things, and as God, I don't do things to show off in front of other people. I don't do things so that other people will think that I am a wonderful person. I do things so I think I'm a wonderful person. And if I never spoke another word again, if I know that I am a wonderful person, that I am a good person, that I am a beautiful being, that's all that matters. Nothing else in the universe matters except that I know who I am. Now we are building within ourselves this consciousness of, I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I know what my values are in life. I know what's important to me. Think on these things for yourself now. Know what is important for you. Know what your values are. And if your value is that I am God, God I am, beautiful. Along with that, if your value is I like me, that's beautiful. Along with that, if your value is I am perfect, every organ, action, and function of my body is perfect, well and good. If your awareness is I am the creator of my world and everything in it, and everybody in my world is perfect. Everybody in my world is outpicturing my perfect idea of them. Everybody in my world is outpicturing my perfect idea of them. Everybody in my world is outpicturing my perfect idea of them. I do not look at them, for if I did, I might see a child. I might see a young adult. I might see a mature adult. I might see an older adult. I might see all those things. And age is of little importance when consciousness is there to carry the concept into fruition. You carry the concept, I like me. You carry the concept, I am God, God I am. You carry the concept, all is good and very good. And as you carry that concept forward, that is who you are. That is who you are. Now as I speak my word and I say, I am God, God I am, and as you speak your word, I know who I am. I know who I am, but I constantly say that. It's in the back of my mind, always ringing true, saying, I am God, God I am. Yeah, is that wonderful? I'm God, God I am. Yes, indeed. I am God, God I am. Happy, powerful, joyful. Happy, powerful, joyful. Now, if you have this awareness in your heart, then all of the blessings will be known unto you. And there will still be many people who will look at you and say, you are not good, who will look at you and say, you are not responsible, you are not doing things as you should do them according to their understanding. And my question therefore goes to you, why are you creating someone inharmonious with you in your world when you know that thoughts are things and you are creating everything in your world as a reflection of what your thoughts are? So everyone in your world is harmonious, not should be. Everyone in your world is harmonious. Everyone in your world is wealthy. Everyone in your world is happy, balanced, harmonious in every beautiful way. Everyone, regardless of whom they may be, what they may be doing, but everyone. Now, as I give you these thoughts, as I give you these words, take them into your heart. Take them into your life. Take them into your world. And let them be for you, who and what you really are. A child might think of doing something, and you know what the child is thinking, and you say to the child, don't even think it. We don't do things like that in this family. Or, better yet, you would say, you always do the right thing. You always are positive. You always think loving thoughts. You always think good and beautiful ideas. And it's up to you whether you can stand up to the truth and see it brought forth in your world and in the world of your creation totally or not. If you're going around with a crowd that is doing things that are not harmonious for you, you are known by the company you keep. And you're not only known by the company you keep, you're known by the actions you do, by the thoughts you think, by the stories you tell, the words you use, the attitude you have. Are you an unconditionally loving person? That's what God is. God is an unconditionally loving being. Do you give everything you have to others, just sharing it joyfully, delightfully, intelligently for yourself? Fantastic. It's all up to you. It's all up to you. You have been given great wealth, all of you. Now it's your business how you're going to share it and spend it. If you were to look at yourself and you would say, my goodness, before I got married, I had very little money or just a little money. And then when I got married, I bought a house or rented a house. I paid for food for my family and myself. And we had children and we had their expenses and we had their food, their housing, their clothing, their schooling, all those things. And then as they got older, we did other things. We wanted to do different things, a bigger house. We wanted to have a different car. We wanted to have different... Now, if I have the intelligence, I can do a bookkeeper's analysis of what I have had from the time I was a young man or a young person until today. And I went through beaucoup money. I went through great wealth. That wealth is mine. All the things that I spent the money on, they are in my world. If in my heart, if in my fact, if in my grasp, whatever the case may be. I am independently wealthy and I don't even know it. Now, you say you want to be more independently wealthy because you have other ideas that you'd like to incorporate in your life. Well, say I have it now. And then let it go and go on to other things. And you'll be so surprised as it manifests in your world, as it reveals itself in your life. It was always there. It's just that you looked for it with a different type of costume. And because you looked for it with a different costume, you didn't realize that it was there all the time. Just as I am God, God am, is there all the time. God as us, in us, through us, is always there. Is always in our heart, is always in our life, is always in our world, is always in us. The divine is always in us. And so we say, I am God, God I am. And we say that, and we say that, and we say that. And I ask each of you to say it as often as you can possibly think about it. And say it out loud, or say it quietly, or say it in your heart. And then, as we go through with our 3-hour meditation this morning, we'll say, why can I say I'm God? And what does God say to me? What does being God have me speak my voice, my word, and reveal who it is to be God? What do I as God think, say, and do? When I come to those realizations, very powerful, very wonderful things take place in my life. I cannot say I am God for you. You cannot say you are God for me. You cannot even say that someone else is a beautiful God or a great God or a wonderful God. You can only say that you are, because you are the only one that exists. You can only say that you are the allness, you are the goodness, you are the perfection of the universe. You. You alone. You alone. As you walk down the street, there's no one walking with you. You may be surrounded by friends, but there's no one walking with you. Each is walking their own path. And if their path includes you at the moment, that's lovely. If your path includes them at the moment, that's not true. You are the one and only being in the universe. And you have created every other being on the face of the earth or in the universe. You are the only one who created everything. You. Just you. If it weren't for your thought, they wouldn't exist. Because you are number one in your world. And they exist only in your consciousness, in your awareness, as whatever it is you believe they are. So, it's important for us to believe that all our creation is good and very good, even as we are. It is good for us to always be aware that all is divine, and all is divine right now. Are you aware that all is divine? Are you aware that you are so fantastic, you are so magnificent, you are so fulfilling, you are so rewarding right now? Start believing that, because it's true. If you don't believe that you're a wealthy person. You can have all the money in the world and you won't spend it because you don't believe you have it. Belief is not going to make it happen. Belief is going to utilize it. It already exists. All the goodness of the universe, all the power of the universe, all the beingness of the universe, and you, all of you, are already full and complete. There's nothing new to be added to you, nothing new to be improved in your life, nothing new to be revealed in your life. You are full and complete right now. Now I'm going to listen to you for a few moments as you say, I am God, God I am. And I'm going to hear you speaking it with all the enthusiasm that I give it. I'm going to hear you speaking it with all the unconditional love that I have for me and for what it means to be God. I am going to see you a living example of the absolute divine being, the allness, the isness. I'm going to see that right now. And I do see it right now. But right now, for a few moments, I'm going to listen to you say, I am God, God I am. Proceed. God, Now continue saying this in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, and let it be your reality. We'll take a pause now, and we will resume at 4 and continue, why I can say I am God.